In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Consoler, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good, Master of life, come, dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. Well, we're going to discuss the 24th Sunday in ordinary time. The theme is forgiveness, as you'll see. Before we do that, we're going to continue our reflections on this apostolic exhortation, Verbum Domini. And we start a whole new section. The interpretation of sacred scripture in the church. Now, Cardinal Ratzinger, even bishop, well, even as a theologian, this has been one of his primary principles, huh? That the place of interpretation is the church. That's the place of interpretation. The interpreting subject is the church. The whole church, everybody conspiring, as it says in that document, Dei Verbum, not Verbum Domini, but Dei Verbum, number 8, that, you know, the preaching, the apostolic preaching, goes forward. First, through the prayer and contemplation of the faithful, who treasure these things in their heart. That's the first way. Second is through the intimate knowledge of the realities which they experience. You see how important experience is? We don't know something unless we've experienced it in one very important way. And then finally, through the preaching of those who through episcopal ordination have been given the charism of truth. So, this is the interpreting subject, is the whole church. With, as this document illustrates, with the guidance and leadership of those who have, through episcopal ordination, the charism of truth. Okay. So the Pope now, and this is number 29, another major theme that emerged during the synod to which I would now like to draw attention is the interpretation of sacred scripture in the church. The intrinsic link between the word and faith makes clear that authentic biblical hermeneutics can only be had within the faith of the church, which has its paradigm in Mary's fiat. Why in Mary's fiat? This is the faith of the church, the whole body, each in its own place, because that total surrender and willingness to take the consequences of the surrender. She'd read the sermon songs, the consequences of it, that wholehearted, as we saw just last week, right? Those beautiful texts where the fathers of the church speak, Augustine first and then Leo, Prius concepit in mente quam inventore, huh? First in her mind and then in her womb. And so, and you see this, the paradigm is, I say, Mary's fiat. Saint Bonaventure states that without faith, there is no key to throw open the sacred text. Now, the Pope, Cardinal Ratzinger, Bishop, Father Ratzinger, Mr. Ratzinger, all have an instinctive recourse to Bonaventure because he did his doctorate on Bonaventure, and especially his idea of revelation. This is a quote from Bonaventure. This is the knowledge of Jesus Christ, from whom, as from a fountain, flow forth the certainty and the understanding of all sacred scripture. Therefore, it is, and this is still Bonaventure, Therefore, it is impossible for anyone to attain knowledge of that truth unless he first have infused faith in Christ, which is the lamp, the gate, and the foundation of all Scripture. Also, Joseph Ratzinger draws a conclusion from words of Bonaventure. Revelation is not in Scripture. It's in the understanding of Scripture. So that you see, you can't dig into Scripture hoping to find revelation at the bottom. You've got to let Scripture work on you. And then that changes you, and then you understand. And that's so the secret is hunger and thirst, not digging for something I can control. Historical work is very important, but understanding means experiencing. All right? So he goes on. And St. Thomas Aquinas, this is quite a text, citing St. Augustine, insists that the letter, even of the gospel, would kill were there not the inward grace of healing faith. You got it? See, the letter kills. What letter? Oh, the law, the gospel. If there's no faith. Isn't that beautiful? And important. Okay. Now he goes on. How can we point to a fundamental criterion of biblical hermeneutics? This is his basic principle of the Pope. And he puts it in italics here. The primary setting for scriptural interpretation is the life of the church. You know, suppose we're in a family. You're visiting a family. And the dad says, it's time to do our thing now. What does that mean to you? Nothing until you see it embodied in the life of the church, of the family. And so it is, he's saying, it's the life of the church. This is not to uphold the ecclesial context as an extrinsic rule to which exegetes must submit, but rather it is something demanded by the very nature of the scriptures and the way they gradually came into being. They are the fruit of the community's life. Written by one, it's not this vague, like Durkheim, and after him, Gunkel, thought of this, the Volksgeist, you know, sort of. No, it's not just bubbling up from the unconscious of the collectivity. We went down that path for a while, at least some interpreters did, okay? So then he's going to quote this text. Faith traditions formed the living context for the literary activity of the authors of sacred scripture. Their insertion into this context also involved a sharing in both the liturgical and external life of the communities, in their intellectual world, in their culture, and in the ups and downs of their shared history. In like manner, the interpretation of sacred scripture requires full participation on the part of exegetes in the life and faith of the believing community of their own time. Isn't that beautifully stated? And that is from this Vatican Council. You see, isn't that beautiful? Now that quote was from the Pontifical Biblical Commission. In other words, I remember at the beginning of Vatican II, I was in Rome, and one of the first things to be discussed, the liturgy and so forth, but was this document, not this one, but Verbum, Dei Verbum. And so the question was, and we're over at the Biblical. So they're expecting us to say all revelation in the Bible is in the Bible is in the Bible is in the Bible. When they came and asked us, we said, no, revelation is in tradition. And the inspired expression of tradition is the Bible. You don't get it if you're outside the tradition. So you can see that when people go and learn history and philology and all that, it's marvelous. But it has to be done with a soul, a spirit that's in the church, worshiping with the church, learning from the church, repenting with the church, because it's the church's document. This is very important. Consequently, and we're now going to go on to De Verbum. Since sacred scripture must be read and interpreted in the light of the same spirit through whom it was written. That's from the Vatican Council. Exegetes, theologians, and the whole people of God must approach it as what it really is, the Word of God conferred to us through human words. What a mystery, isn't it? The Dabar Adonai, the Word of God, gets to us through human words. Isn't that astonishing? And it does. And the great grace is to experience the power of the Word of God, the realities mediated by the Word of God, to know them and know their truth, not only through an external submission, loyal as that is, but through knowing it. That second way that the De Verbum talks about in number 8. The intimate knowledge of these realities, which comes through experience. That's how doctrine grows. That's why, as I've said a few other times, the mystics move doctrine along. Sometimes, I mean, think of all the writings of the mystics and what that's done to increase our understanding of the divine realities. But think even of the practice of the church. The Feast of the Sacred Heart, Mercy Sunday, all of these came through our Lord talking to mystics. Margaret Mary Alacoque, Sister Faustina, Saint Faustina, and so forth. See, we're one church. The saints need the exegetes, and the exegetes desperately need the saints. It's one church. Okay. This is a constant datum implicit in the Bible itself. Now, this is 2 Peter. No prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, because no prophecy ever came by the impulse of man, but men, moved by the Holy Spirit, spoke from God. Moreover, it is the faith of the Church that recognizes in the Bible the Word of God. As St. Augustine memorably put it, I would not believe the Gospel had not the authority of the Catholic Church led me to do so. This is a very important paragraph for wedding together life in the church and the deep experiential understanding of the Word of God. You see, the Holy Spirit who gives life to the church enables us to interpret the Scriptures authoritatively. The Bible is the church's book, and its essential place in the church's life gives rise to its genuine interpretation. As an exegete, biblical theologian my whole life long, I can tell you that many of our Protestant brothers who believe and move with so much of the church do a better job than some of the Catholics who are only historians. End of speech.